You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Terev Lagboimer, Tavshinayin Tes. Came tomorrow to the big day. So we'll try to understand a little bit what Lagboimer is all about and how it relates to us. We know Lagboimer, what happened Lagboimer? It's a big discussion. If anybody wants to go into the historic facts of Yaakov Hillel in the Sefer Eidah Gal Hazeh, in his first chapter, goes through the different discussion and opinions of what happened exactly Lagboimer. It was Lagboimer the day, like most people hold, most people think, that Lagboimer is the day that Rav Shir Bar Yochai was Nifter, or maybe that's the day that Rav Shir Bar Yochai was Nismach, became the Smicha from his Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva. But regardless, it was a very special and big day. According to the ones that understand that Rav Shir Bar Yochai was Nifter this day, there's a chelik in the Zohar HaKadosh, which is called the Idru Zuto. The Idru Zuto means the small room, which is a limud, a learning that Rav Shir Bar Yochai taught his Talmidim to explain exactly, or to explain in detail, some things have to do with Deep Kabbalah. And this was revealed Davka in this day called Lagboimer. So the Shaila is, so what is so special about Lagboimer? If Rav Shir Bar Yochai was Nifter that day, that means that day is a special day because Rav Shir Bar Yochai wasn't Nifter on a random day. And in general, that's brought down in Sfarim in the name of the Arizal. The Lagboimer itself has an essence. Lagboimer is a special day before Rav Shir Bar Yochai was Nifter. Rav Shir Bar Yochai was Nifter that day, or Rav Shir Bar Yochai was Nismach that day, or whatever special thing that happened that day, is because Lagboimer is a special day. And we'll try to understand today why Lagboimer is such a special day on its own, that because of that, Rav Shir Bar Yochai belongs to that day, Dafka. And we'll start with things that maybe we discussed in the past and previous years more in length from a different angle. We know that this week that we're standing, the week of Sfiras HaOmer, is called the week of Hoyt. Meaning the Sidurim, every week is connected, is relates to one of the Midos, one of the ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in the world, starting from based on the Pasuk that we say every day in the morning, L'cha Hashem HaGdula, V'Hagvura, V'Hatiferes, V'Hanetzach, V'Hoyt, K'chol HaShemayim V'Aretz, So every week refers to one midah, and this week is the week of Hoyt. And interesting enough, when we're going from Pesach to Shavuos, which that's the days of Sfiras HaOmer, there's no real major events happening, at least in the old Jewish calendar, from Pesach to Shavuos, except in the week of Hoyt. Right? Except that, it's just the days are going, we know there's time of Avelus during these days, but there's no special Moed, no special Moed happening these days except this week. This week started the first week, the first day in the week of Hoyt. This year was Sunday, was Pesach Sheni. And then the fifth day of the week of Hoyt, which is called the Hoyt Shebahoyt, is Lag BaOmer. So what is the connection? What is unique about this week? What is the week of Hoyt that has in it both Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer? And it's called Hoyt. What's going on? Why? Let me try to understand a little bit what's exactly going on this week. So I heard from my Rabbi, Rav Moshe Shapir, Zatzai Livracha, based on the Vilna Goyen, that the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're referring to in these weeks are the following. The first three Midos are the ones that we are very familiar with. Gedula refers to Chesed. Chesed, we know what Chesed means. It's the giving, it's the bestowing good. The second midah is the midah of Gvura. Gvura is Din. That's when things are a contrast, when there is Gvura, when there is, you know, there's judgment. And then there's the middle part called Tiferes, which refers to Rachmim, some middle thing. That's very clear and understood. But then comes the two midahs, one called Netzah, one called Hoyt. What is this talking about? I once heard, I think from Moshe himself, that someone could spend his whole life to understand what did Netzach and Hoyd mean. So we're just going to try to taste a little bit, just a little bit of understanding that we can relate to. So Moshe used to say that the idea is that Netzach and Hoyd refers to how one, referring to Netzach and Hoyd, how the midah of this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being enforced or being spread out to the world. The first midos, chesed, gvura, tiferes, is, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is himself. He does chesed, he does din, he does tiferes. But then he tries to implement that to the world and bring it outside. That's what Netzach and Hoyd refer to. And it refers to the following. There's two ways how a king is able to spread his decree, his way that he rules the world, how he can spread it out. One way is the way it's called conquering. He goes and he conquers another country and he makes them part of his malchus, part of his kingdom. Even unwilling there, they're not really interested in being part of his kingdom, but he is able to spread out by forcing them, conquering them, and putting them under his rule. The other way is when a county or a country come and say to a king, doesn't happen obviously in our world, they come and say, you know, we are so impressed, it happened to Shlomo HaMelech, we're so impressed and so in awe with your kingdom, how special it is, how unique it is, that we want to be part of you. It's not conquering them, but from them come they come on their own and they say, we are part of your rule, part of your kingdom. Netzach in Hebrew is Loshon Nitzachon, winning, conquering. It's referring to a midah where you have to go and overcome the challenges, the challengers, and take over the rule to some place where it does not want you over there. The next midah is called Hoyd Lashon Hoydah. Lashon Moideh. When they say, we are Moideh, we declare that we are part of you. We bow down, we kneel in front of you, and we say, you are, we believe in you. That's Lashon Hoyd, Lashon Hoydah. And Hoyd is also Lashon Hoyd V'Hadar, Hoyd. Is the kainei hoyd, is the sparks that come out from an outside. Hoyd always means, refers when there's a beam of light that goes outside of the source of the light, you have the source of the light, but the beam spreads out to the outside. The hoyd means that something from the outside connects to the original source of light. What connects, what's the thing that connects? Something that outside says, I want to be part of you. I see the light not only from where it comes from, but I see it also for where it's reflecting onto. That's the idea. That's the midah called the midah of Hoyd. So Netzach is Lashon Nitzachon. And Hoyd is Lashon Hoydah. Netzach is still a, if we have to translate in other words, Netzach is a midah coming from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overcoming the challenges, the ra, the bad in the world. But Hoyt is when the bad, when the other side, with the Tzadcha Keneged, says, I'm actually admitting and connecting to you.
It's
Melech HaMoshe. Similar to Melech HaMoshe, right. It's a little different, but similar. The Meluchas Beratzo in Memshalo is, it's enforcing it. So that's where Hoyt comes. So Hoyt refers to that there's another party. Who from their own, they come and say, we want to be part of you. Netzach is still the original Mount Melech. This Chesed is Akshbogu doing Chesed, and Gvura is Akshbogu doing Gvura, and Tiferes is the middle, Akshbogu doing it. Netzach Akshbogu is still doing. He's doing by forcing others. Hoyd, he's not doing. It's coming from another party. If he's doing, it's not Hoyd anymore. Hoyd means that the other party is Moideh to the original party. That's what Hoyd is all about. As we spoke about in the last few Shurim, the whole Mahalach, the whole concept, the whole way of Sfira Soimer is to build the Adam. Am Yisrael got a Mitzrayim and they're really nothing. Kishbogu's giving them everything. They don't deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. They didn't do anything. They're not oivdiv. They're not poyalim. They're not doing anything. But in the 49 days of the Omer, slowly you're building up a face of a human being. Until you get to Matan Torah, when you get to Matan Torah, then you have an Adam, and you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you have a marriage between the two. That's what the Mahalach of Sefiras HaYomer is, to build the Adam. As we mentioned, the Maharal that says that you're going, the food, the Korban that starts here, HaYomer, is Korban HaYomer. Korban HaYomer is a Korban that comes from barley, which is Machal Behema. It's not a human being, it's a Behema. And we go to Shavuos, what's the Korban that we're bringing in Shavuos? We bring the wheat, we bring the Shtei Alechem, comes from wheat, the first wheat, and that's the Meichel Adam. You go from Meichel Behema to Meichel Adam, you're creating, you're building here a Tzuras Adam to get to Shavuos. That is what, that's what the whole Mahalach of Sefiras HaYomer is. So Sefiras HaYomer is to build up the Adam. It's to build up the Adam. Now that we have them, we understand that, let's go back to the Hoyt. Hoyt, by definition, means is you have another party. You have someone else who is accepting Kadosh Baruch Hu, accepting the rule of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Until now, when we were speaking with the revealing, the midos, the ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world, we talk Kadosh Baruch Hu, how he is knowing, how he is poyel, what he is, his actions, chesed, gvur, tiferes, netzach, that's what he's still doing. But hoyt, obviously netzach, you need to conquer something else. So there is already something to conquer. But the other party is not a doer, it's not doing anything. It's being done to him. Hoyt is the first place where the other party, the other tzad, the receiver in the world is starting to do something. And because the whole sphere of Sarim is to build an Adam, who will be receiving of Torah, so the first place where you're starting to feel and hear and smell Adam, say, here's a human being doing something, is when you get to Hoyt. When you get to Hoyt, when you get to the week of Hoydah, when you get to the week where you have to have a party, who tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm accepting you as my king, that's when the first place where Adam is starting to be.
Could it be an attraction?
What do you mean?
Like defined as an attraction?
Hoyt is not attraction.
What is it then?
Hoyt is just a beam of light. Or Hoydah, or half Hoydah. That's what it means. But here, if this is what Hoyt is about. So Hoyt means you have a human being who's accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning as the sphere of Soimir is progressing, here is where we're starting to get to the ultimate goal. We're trying to build a Tzuras Adam. Trying to build a human being. A human being means I'm an Adam and I'm acting and I'm receiving and I'm going to be a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is the first place where the Adam is actually being revealed? Because until now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is the one doing what he needs to do. But here's where he's starting to come out. Here we are. It's in this week of Hoyt. The week of Hoyt. Just we started speaking about a few weeks ago. When we obviously going on Mitzrayim, when they reach around this week, that's Tesvav Be'ir, that's when they reach Refidim, that's when they start crying and kvetching for the mon, for the food. That's what gives them mon. So it works both ways. This is the week where Adam starts being here, and now he has a choice. He can either be kvetch, or decide to accept Kadosh Baruch Hu as a king. But it's when Adam is starting to move. Here I am. I have here another party which I have to consider. That's what Hoyt happens. The week of Hoyt starts with the Moed of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, the uniqueness of Pesach Sheni is, it's the first time in the Torah the human beings initiated something. Shmuel gives the Torah, and he gives the mitzvahs. He's doing. We accept the Torah, we accept the mitzvahs. And then suddenly one of the mitzvahs is that you could do Pesach, and Pesach needs to be done, but Tahara, you can't bring a Pesach if you're Tomei. They're Tomei. So they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, we want to do Pesach. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm sorry, you can't do Pesach. So they start kvetching and crying, saying, Lama Nigora? Why should we miss out? We want to be part of Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to go to Kadosh Baruch Hu and tell him, what should we do? They want to be part of it. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, they're saying right. And this is one of the first of the five places where Moshe Rabbeinu need to go HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask him. In other words, there was initiation by a human being, someone outside from Moshe Rabbeinu, regular person in Am Yisrael, asking and demanding for something. Targum Yonis in this week's last week's parasha just brings four of the five. But this is the first place. The first place is Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni is the first place the human being actually initiated something. It's not coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's coming from us. And if we're saying that the whole idea of Oed is when we're initiating something, this week starts with Pesach Sheni, where we initiated a mitzvah. And then the Hoyt Shebehoyt, the highest place of Hoydah that we're initiating, comes in Lag BaOmer. And Lag BaOmer is, eventually, becomes the day where it's the day which we relate to Rishir Bar Yochai, who brings the whole, is the Avid Toiris, a Kabbalah in Am Yisrael. Rishir Bar Yochai is the one who wrote the Zohar, and the Zohar is the Sefer Kabbalah that we have. That everything else, all the other Sfarim, everything else is all based and all connected to the Sefer Kabbalah. All that Arizal said was to explain the Zohar. It's all based in the Zohar. So the Zohar is the source for everything. So once heard that it says that we have Chalek Torah Shebichtav in Torah. We have Chalek Torah Shebaalpeh in Torah. The Torah of Kabbalah is what's considered to be, it says in the Pasuk, Alisa Amoroim Shaviso Shevi. Shavisa Shevi means you took out duty. You took out, you went out and you took something which doesn't belong to you. It's a Shevi. It's a, you're conquering something which is outside. Which is, it's a Shvia. Right? It's what?
Loot.
Loot, yeah. You're looting. You're taking away something which doesn't belong to you. Shavisa Shevi. The Torah that we have, the Torah that negates to what we have to do. Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh. The Torah, what's called the Kabbalah, Torah Emes, is speaking about it's the Torah of the Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Ramban tells us in the beginning of Chumash, Kol Torah Kulu, before it comes down to the Aretz, it's all Kulu Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes down to the Aretz, it comes down in clothing, in Levush, that fits the human being. So when we're coming to be Isaac in Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the names of Hashem and what Kabbalah is all about, that really belongs to a higher world. It doesn't belong to us. Alisa Lamara, you have to go to Shamayim, Shavisa Shevi. You came and you grasp and you grab the Torah that belongs there, bring it down to here. It's brought down that the word Shevi is the Rosh HaTevois of Shimon Bar Yochai. Also the Rosh HaTevois of Yitzchak ben Shlomo, which is the Arizal. Shevi. Shevi is the capturing and conquering and taking something which is doesn't belong to us, but we want it. We pull it over. We say, we want it. Lama nigora, why should we not have part in it? That's the ultimate hoid that the Adam has. We want to take over. It doesn't belong to us, but we want to be part of it. We're asking hoidah that the kingdom of Kadosh Baruch Hu should come to us. The week of hoid is the week where it's revealed, where you start seeing the tzuras Adam in the world. And this week has in it Pesach Sheni, which begins the Malach, the first time the human beings ask for something. And the ultimate Adam, which is the Lag BaOmer, the revelation of Teresa Kabbalah, which belongs to us taking something which was way above us. That's this week that we're talking about right now. Now that we understand that really we're talking about the revelation of a human being. So this week is the week of Hoyt. But the ultimate revelation of a human being is Behoyt Shebehoyt. It's the Hoyt and the ultimate Hoyt. When you get to that point, that's really where Adam is really being Nikar. If you have to say that the Am Yisrael are being born every year again and again, they're being developed through the 49 days of the Omer. So if you have to take an example of a pregnancy, so to speak, when the birth is starting, it's starting in Lag BaOmer. That's when the Tzuras Adam is starting to be revealed. Because Hoyt is when Adam is saying, I want it. And the ultimate Hoyt is Hoyt Shebehoyt is Lag BaOmer. So the Tzuras Adam is starting over there. Where ultimate Tzuras Adam we're getting to is Matan Torah, when we're receiving the Torah. That's when you have the ultimate birth. But the beginning of that process starts with Lag BaOmer. It's interesting that we're going to say tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem, in the Pizmoin on Lag BaOmer, we say on Mishun Bar Yochai, Nase Adam Ne'mar Bavurecho. The words Nasa Adam, let's create Adam. was sent for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the ultimate Adam in the world. The ultimate Adam is the Adam who accepts and reveals and takes over more and more than what he has. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai reveals. And the ultimate day of Shimon Bar Yochai is Lag BaOmer. That's the ultimate day of Adam. So now that we understand that, let's take it to the next stage. The same way an Adam is revealed in Lag BaOmer, Nasa Adam Ne'am Rav Recha, Hoit Shebehoit, and that's from our point of view, that we're saying we want, here's Adam, who's asking for more. Here's the other party who's demanding to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also goes the other way around. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu now needs to take in consideration that there's Adam in the world. He's demanding things, so we have to speak to him. And this week of Hoit, Adam says, I want to have Pesach Sheni. Get it. You have Adam who says, Shavis to Shevi, capturing something which is way above us. You give it to him, because he's asking for it. There is an Adam, you have to consider. And this goes to Rashi Megillah Chumash, just to take that as an example. When the world is created, the world is created b'midas hadin. The world is created in judgment. No leeway. The person doesn't have any room to move. That's the way the world is created. Because what we see is that human being cannot exist with such strict boundaries. So added to it some rachamim, some rachmanis, right? Some leeway. It's not so strict. Meaning, if we translate it, Kishbogu says, from my point of view, it should be din. I have no problem, it should not be din. But if I have to take an Adam into consideration, I know that an Adam needs, you know, so to speak, let's consider him. He can exist such a way. He's, so to speak, asking, I need, let me live. So when you take Adam into account, that's when things change from the more strict element to the more, called relaxed one, with the rachamim, where a human being can exist with it. But because when there's no Adam, there's nothing to consider. It starts with din. But then when Adam comes here and says, I need a little bit more, give me some leeway over here, then we have what to talk about. When you have another party, then that's when things become a little looser. And with that, we'll connect over here with two G'dayla Olam, Rabbi Seinu taught us in two different ways, two ways that seem to be very, very separate, but really they are connected in one B'Shersham, connected in the root. The Maharal says something about Lag BaOmer. Says that when the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they all died in the days between Pesach and Shavuos, so as when he brought down the Poskim, it's not all 49 days they died, but they died during the first 32 days of the Omer, according to the one minhag that we have in the Ramah. The first 32 days of the Omer, that's when they died, but not the last 17 days of the Omer. So the Maharal says, why? So the way the Maharal says it is, we have 49 days to build up to Shavuos. There's 49 days to build up to receive the Torah. There's two elements in these, and when you go to receive Torah. One is the element called kavod, strictness, kavod Torah. You have to respect the Torah. You have to treat the Torah with awe. You have to treat the Torah with yirah. That's one element of Torah. And there's another element of Torah, which is called the toiv of Torah, the gishmakat of Torah. You learn something, and it makes you feel so great. You do a mitzvah, and you may feel so gishmak. Two elements of Torah, you always have to treat Torah both things, like the year and av of Torah. The cover, the strictness, you can't bend any rules of Torah, you can't play around with it. And then you have the toiv of Torah, where the Torah bestows on you. Kovod, says the Maharal, is gematria, the numeric value of kovod is 32. The gematria, the numeric value of toiv, is 17. The two parts of Sfiras HaOmer are the two parts of building up for Torah. Kavod, the first 32 days, and Toiv, the last 17 days. Kavod of Torah and the Toiv of Torah, that's with these two things you get to Shavuos. The Arizal says something, which is word, learning what the words has brought down the name of the Arizal. A similar idea, what happens when you get to lack the Aymer. In general, when you have what's called Midas Hadin, judgment, which name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflects Midas Hadin? Kayadua, where he brought down Rashi, Shem Elohim. Elohim reflects Midas Hadin. There's another name, which is called Achdatam. What is that name? It's very similar to Elohim. Starts the Aleph, ends with Mem, but the middle three letters are one letter before. What is the middle letters of Elohim? Lamed, right? Hey, and Yud. Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud, Mem, right? It's Elohim. So Lamed, Hey, and Yud. You put Lamed one letter before Lamed, what is it? Chaf. One letter before Hey is Dalet, and one letter before Yud is Tes. So if I take the three letters in the middle of Elohim, and I bring one letter before, I get the name Achdatam. Aleph Chaf, Dalet Tet Mem. There's a name like that. What does that name reflect? So what's brought down in the name of the Arizal is Elohim is Midas Adin, is when things are in judgment. But when you have the name that has Chaf Talat Bem and the Chaf Talat Tes in the middle, so that is the way Ramosha was explaining it, is the source of Elohim. Midas Adin all comes because there's a reason for the judgment. And the source is always starting from Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibonei spoke about a lot in the Shurim over here. If you take one step, the din is the judgment, the strictness, all that. But when you take one step before, it's before the din is so strict. You take one letter before. So instead of the Shem Elohim, you have the Shem Achtatam, that's a Shem, which is a more linear dinim. The din is not so strong. That's what it is. Says the Arizal, that the first 32 days of the Omer, similar to the Maharal, just in the words of the Arizal, you have the inyan of strict Midas Adin, or else of covet. But in Lag Ba'Omer, it switches to the more linear Midas Adin, to the name which has the three letters before. If you take the three letters that we just changed, right, we said, the Lamed turns into Chaf, the Hey turns into Dalet, and the Yurin turns into Tes. So you have Tes, Dalet, and Chaf. Together, that's Lag Ba'Omer. Chaf, Tes, and Dalet. Chaf, Tes, is Chaf, Tes, and then Dalet is Lag. So the three letters in the middle, that name, which is brought down in many places, is the word Lag. And we get to the Lag, to the 33rd day of the build-up to Matan Torah, which takes 50 days. That, in the 33rd days, things become loosened. Things turn to be a little lighter. Similar to what the Maharal says. The Maharal says, the word that we understand. Then that day, that's when the Torah turns to cover the Torah. So the build up of the Torah changes that day. So basically what you learn now, it makes a lot of sense. Because the day that you have the revelation of a Tzuras Adam in the world, the Adam who is Shavista Shavi, who takes over and says, I want to take over myself even more. And the highest level is the day of Lag Ba'Omer. When you have a Tzuras Adam in the world needs to be linear. It has to be more, less strict. Because both once I meet this Adim, but when it comes to Adam, you have to take into account, Adam's here, so you have to be a little, it's not as strict. It's not